Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Are you feasting on the bread of life? Written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is John chapter 6, verse 48. I am the bread of life. So much about life is focused on food today, of making sure you eat certain food to receive the most health benefits, to grow stronger, and to live longer. Entire television networks, publications, websites, and festivals are devoted to food, instructing people how to buy it, prepare it, serve it, and eat it. As well, there are heated debates over which foods to eat and which foods to abstain from, similar to the discussions mentioned in Scripture between believers over which foods are okay to eat. Yet, no matter how much care you may take in putting food into your mouth, Jesus said not to put your focus on earthly food as your source of life. Just like health organizations like to give their seal of approval on foods they believe are of higher quality, Jesus encourages to do not work for food that spoils, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. To help give a better understanding of what he is saying, Jesus refers to the Israelites' time in the wilderness. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven." Psalm chapter 78, verse 24, describes how the bread from heaven, called manna, was given to them. He rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. Scripture explains that human beings ate the bread of angels. He sent them all the food they could eat. As well, John chapter 6, verse 33 explains it like this: "For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Jesus took great effort to teach his truth by comparing the manna from heaven that sustained the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years to how he is the bread of heaven who will sustain you so you'll never go hungry. Rather than focusing your life on earthly food as the sustainer of your life, Jesus asks you to look higher to him, stating, "I am the bread of life." As God wanted the Israelites to look to him for the bread of life, Jesus explains in John chapter 6, verse 51, how he wants you to look to him, stating, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Jesus is the bread that came down from heaven, and whoever eats his bread will live forever.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.